Good morning. Starting off this Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and muggy conditions, with most everyone in the middle and upper 60s early this morning. The sun will break through from time to time today, and some bright spots are possible. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy as the moisture from what's left of Tropical Storm Bertha continues to ride up the western Appalachians toward the eastern Great Lakes on its way into southern Canada. These remnants will be close enough to keep skies mostly cloudy through the day and touch off perhaps a passing shower or maybe even a rumble of thunder where we have enough lift across parts of the higher terrain. Temperatures will not be as hot as they've been, with the cloud cover readings will be in the upper 70s and lower 80s on average throughout the region. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight, another warm and muggy night with readings in the upper 60s. On Friday, the large ridge of high pressure that's been dominating our weather will begin to break down as energy begins to approach from the Great Lakes. This energy will combine with a cold front heading through and produce scattered showers and some thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. The thunderstorms will become more numerous as the front draws closer toward Friday evening and Friday night, and some of those storms could be strong, maybe even severe. The best chance for stronger thunderstorms will be in New York State. High temperatures on Friday before the front passes will be in the mid-80s. With the front's slow progress, we may see a few lingering showers and a rumble of thunder early Saturday morning, and we'll start a drying trend. With sunshine mixing in during the afternoon, it'll be breezy and much cooler than it's been, with lower humidity and highs in the mid-70s. In fact, even cooler air will build in for the second half of the weekend. With high pressure, we'll have mostly sunny skies on Sunday, a nice northwest breeze, and pleasant temperatures with low humidity in the upper 60s. Readings will stay in the 60s on Monday with just a passing shower, otherwise partly sunny, before rebounding back into the lower to mid 70s by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after making landfall as a tropical storm yesterday, Bertha will continue to weaken as it tracks into the eastern Great Lakes, escorting tropical moisture into the mid-Atlantic. In fact, the southern Appalachians and the Shenandoah Valley are most at risk for flooding due to the overly saturated soil from recent heavy rainfall and rainfall rates becoming more intense where orographic lift is maximized. A slight risk for excessive rainfall and a swath of flash flood watches extend from West Virginia down into the mid-Atlantic region. Bertha's circulation is forecast to end up in West Virginia with widespread showers, some heavy at times across the state. The storm's remnants will also usher in a tropical air mass into the mid-Atlantic, with warm and humid conditions surging up the East Coast with spotty showers and storms from the southeast into southern New England. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 55 degrees on a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 62, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Angel Fire, New Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 79, that's 17 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.12 inches for the month, which is now 1.99 inches below normal, and 11.89 inches for the year, which is 2.39 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 2016, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with a scattered shower today, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy and humid with the risk of a shower today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with the risk of a shower today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler with lower humidity Saturday, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny and breezy with low humidity upper 60s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds with an isolated shower Monday in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds Tuesday, lower 70s, and a thunderstorm possible Wednesday, lower to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.